Hi, my name is Amy Edmondson, and I am the author of Right Kind of Wrong, The Science of Failing Well. I'm a professor at Harvard Business School, where I teach and study leadership and organizational learning. I started my research career 30 years ago with a study of medical error in hospitals. I was motivated by the idea that understanding how to learn from mistakes and failures was a crucial part of building great organizations. It seemed to me the human beings and the organizations we build inevitably experience mishaps and setbacks. Of course, we also can and should strive to do better, but I thought that the ability to learn from our failures was absolutely central to excellence. What I didn't expect to discover was how much variation across and within organizations there is in people's willingness to speak up about mistakes and failures. And when people don't speak up about mistakes, consequential failures are more likely to happen. Though it's not surprising that people don't speak up about mistakes at work, or that they're reluctant to tell someone if they think they're doing something wrong, especially in a hierarchy. What is surprising, I think, is that it is possible to create an environment where these behaviors are both expected and practiced. I called that environment psychological safety. So mistakes are unintended deviations from known practices. The very idea of a mistake assumes the existence of a right way to do something, a protocol, a practice, a recipe that, if followed, will get the desired result. Most of us know from experience that it's not easy to speak up about a mistake, but it's hard for a team or an organization to learn from a mistake that they never knew existed. What surprised me the most in my research career is how much confusion there is about mistakes and failures. In particular, people are confused about which kinds of failures are genuinely useful and help move knowledge forward, and which kinds of failures are wasteful and should be prevented whenever possible. I think our confusion about failure types keeps us from being truly effective in an uncertain world. And so mastering the science of failing well is a crucial part of navigating uncertainty. So I've written a book about failure, but truly, I think it's a book about success. It's about the role of intelligent failure in discoveries of all kinds, in science, business, and in life. It's also about the practices that help us prevent wasteful failures. The book redefines success as taking the risks that lead to discoveries while also practicing the vigilance and care that allows superb execution in familiar territory.